Yeah, okay. I want to try and finish up the this section of the sugya so we can go on. So we're in Tosis Vidalei Matsu Adria Maichayev. So that's in Mar's Kasha. If he pushed it all the way down, if the Techa pushed it all the way down to the point where he can't be Matsu at all, so why is he Chayev Rashi? Is Maichayev means he's honest. So we're still Tosis Yester Rashi. How do you know he's honest? Maybe it was Litzoyne, and if it's Litzoyne, he's Chayev Miso. So therefore, Tosis learns. We'll start from there again. That in such a case where he can't be master, it shouldn't be chayim mamon. That's the kasha. Am I chayim mamon? There's afagav there. Meaning, because when it's yasha bayim v'achav yachal erotzim yizeh goyim erotzim yizeh goyim. So there could be a chayim mamon. There could be still a chayim mamon, even though. Well, that's okay. What he's asking. See in a second. So we were done already. What's the pshat in this? Testing you say that since it's Ovid Mina Olam, so therefore you can't be Tavei Mina Sheni. So we said maybe one possibility was maybe Tosis means that it's Hefker. Since it's Ovid Mina Mikolot, but maybe it's Hefker. Now we said it's not Mashmim Tosis at all. Ein Leil Hasheni Klum is not Mashmim that it's Hefker. It's a specific thing that doesn't have a Tefias Mamin Leil Hasheni. And also, if that's what Tosis meant, then why is he bringing in the Gemara in Bava Kama by Doachav Acholoi? That's obviously not Hefker. That's not Ovid Menoilim. Gezel is not Hefker. So apparently, Tosis is saying a different story. It's not Ovid Menoilim Mikolodim. Since you could be Tevei the Hezek, it's not Ovid Menoilim Mikolodim. Ovid Menoilim Mikolodim is where you can't be, you have nothing from it. It's lost. You can't recover anything. Here we could recover. You could recover damages from the Teichav Lekol HaPokas. That's not called Ovid Menoilim Mikolodim. Tosis is saying a different story. That since the mice of the truma now is Ovid Mimenu, he can't, the truma is, the truma itself, not the tashlumin shabbat, but the truma itself is Ovid beyond recovery. So he doesn't have a tfias mamon ala sheni, even though it belongs still to the bailam. It's not a hefker. It belongs to the bailam. But since it's Ovid mina bailam, the bailam have no way to ever get it back, so the bailam cannot be tevea mamon mina sheni. So we started to talk last time, l'chor, this says in Tosis, so you say, so that's what Tosis is saying. Amasha Ein came like Gozlov and Asiyasha of Bailam. Maybe you say there also it's Ovid Min HaBailam. It's already stolen, so it's also Ovid Min HaBailam. So he says, no, it's not totally Ovid Min HaBailam. It's Yeshne Ba'olam. The Bailam might get it back. But here it's Ovid Min HaOlam. Where it's Ovid Min HaOlam, you don't have a tefillah. You don't have a tefillah Hasheni. So last time I started to grapple a little bit. So the Chorot says in this Tosis that in order to be Tevei the Hano, you have to have a tefillah Maman Al Hasheni. They say here you have no tefillah since it's Ovid Min HaOlam. You have no tefillah Maman Al Hasheni. And to be Tevei the Hano, you need a tefillah Maman Al Hasheni. So a little bit I was struggling with how does this work with the next Tosis? The next Tosis says that if the Truma was not Ovid totally min oil, but it's less than a Shover Puto, so then you could be Tavei the Hano. So I asked, but Lachori there also, you don't have a Tefias Mamon Al Hasheni, because at the end of the day, it's less than a Shover Puto. The Sheni is not Mechuyiv to be Machzer. It's not Mechuyiv to spit it up, as Tosis says later on. So there also, you don't have a Tefias Mamon Al Hasheni, and yet you could be Tavei the Hano. So you see that to be Tavei the Hano, you don't have to have a Tefias Mamon Al Hasheni. So I think what you have to be mechalak here is that in the next case where it's worth less than a shavar puta, emes, you can't be tevea the shavis of the chayfitz because it's worth less than a shavar puta. But the hana itself is a tefias mamon. In other words, what's the idea of nana? The idea of nana, whatever it is exactly, it's sort of elusive exactly what nana is, the chi of nana. But somehow, when you're nana from somebody else's property, that hana did not belong to you. And since that hana did not belong to you, you have to make restitution. You have to give it back. But it's even if Hano is not a tefi on the Shabbos, the Haraya Tosha Shita is the Shabbos could be less than a Shavar Puta and you could still be Tavei at Hano. So you see, the tefi of the Hano is not a tefi on the Shabbos of the Chayfetz. It's not that I'm Tavei you the Shabbos of the Chayfetz up to the value of the Hano. No, I could be Tavei you the Hano over and above the value of the Chayfetz. So it's not a tefi of the Mumen of the Shabbos of the Chayfetz. But it is a tefias Mumen in general. I'm being Tavei you the Shabbos of the Hano itself. When you're nene for my property, so that's a tefias moment. It's not something, it's not a knas, not a kapar, it's a tefias moment. What's the tefias moment? The whole thing was worth maybe less than a shomer puta. Yeah, the thing itself was worth less than a shomer puta. But the hanoi that you got from it was worth more than a shomer puta. And that hanoi did not belong to you. I want that hanoi back. You took hanoi, it's my property. The hanoi that comes out of it belongs to me. You took that hanoi so without my permission. I want you to give me back that hanoi. Give it back. How do you give it back? Give it back with money. But that's the next Tosis. So therefore, even though the thing itself is worth less than a Shavar Puta, but it's not Ovid Min HaOlam. As long as it's not Ovid Min HaOlam, in area B, it's not Ovid Min HaOlam. So even though it itself is most, it's not worth a Shavar Puta. So you don't have a Tefias Mamon on the Shavis of the Chayfetz. But so what? But you still have a tefias moment on the Hano itself. In this Tosis is saying, but nonetheless, if the chayfetz itself is oven min ha'olam, then there's a new halacha that you can't have a tefias moment generated by a chayfetz that's oven min ha'olam. I think we have to just look at that as Rav Chaim would call a halacha, a din mesuyim. It's a din that a tefias moment that's generated by a chayfetz. You can't have a tefias moment mikayach a chayfetz that was ovid to you altogether. The chayfetz to you was ovid min ha'olam. Again, in area B in the next place, it's not ovid min ha'olam. The sheni had no chiyuv to spit it up, but it's not ovid min ha'olam. But here we're talking about an area, you see, it's ovid min ha'olam. So Tosis is machadish din that in a chayfetz that's ovid min ha'olam, mikoyach a chayfetz that's ovid min ha'olam, you can't come with a tefias moment. And since Nen is a tefias moment, again, at the risk of repeating myself, it's not a tefiah of the shavis of the chayfetz, it's a tefiah of the shavis of the hano. But a tefiah of the shavis of the hano is also a tefiah's moment that comes out of the chayfetz. Since the chayfetz did not belong to you, the hano didn't belong to you, I want the hano back. That's a tefiah's moment. So Tosis mechadesh din that you can't have a tefiah's moment, you can't be tevei the sheni, mikoyach, you can't have a tefiah's moment on the sheni, mikoyach a chayfetz that was offered to you anyway, that was offered in the olam anyway. So Tosis asks, why is that different? By Kamer, by Gezel, it's also over to you. Tosis, no, that's not totally over to you. Maybe you'll get the Gazan, it's not over min ha'olam. But here, where it's an area C, it's hopelessly over min ha'olam. So even though it's not hefker. It's not over min ha'olam. It's not hefker. But nonetheless, it's over min ha'olam. This chayfetz you never get back. You cannot now come with the tefias moment mikayach this chayfetz, which is anyway not recoverable to you. So that's the aside of the Risa. If that's the case, the Risa now it's a very big. It's a chiddush din. This Risa, it's not at all poshut. It doesn't really plug into any of the dinim that we knew about before. It's not the din of Ovid Menemi Kol Adam. It's not the din that it's less than a shah. It's a new halacha that in a chayfetz that's Ovid Menemi Kol Adam, you have no tefias mamon. Mikayach a chayfetz that's Ovid Menemi Kol Adam, you can't have a tefias mamon. And then there's also tefias mamon. Okay, let's see if I do. The Risa Mefarash Keshitas Rashi. The Ritva wants to defend Rashi, Upshitul, and he explains that the Oilam, the Kashi was a Maichai Misa because he's an Onus. I tell you that who says he's an Onus? Maybe it was the Tzoynet. Says the Ritva, Upshitul, Elashas, the Arikish, Yotoychel, Leibach, the answer is the Gemara knew for a long poshut that the whole case has to be that it was Toychel, Leibachinus. Because if it was Toychel, Leibachinus, then he would be kind of already in the area A, we would never get off the ground. And therefore, ain't boin keichot. The minute he put it in his mouth, he becomes a ganav with kinyan yad. If it was mirtzoinoi, the minute the rishon puts it into the mouth of the sheni, into area A, if it's mirtzoinoi, he doesn't have to be loyasit, he doesn't have to do anything. The guy's all the pushing all the way down, but he put it into area A, and then he pushes it down, but already in area A, since it was lirdotzen hasheni, he's kind with kinyan yad, and it becomes a gazan. I've already discussed. Apparently, the Ri doesn't hold that way. The Ri holds that you need mashaftim and keres mitoich ma'isim. If he's not doing anything yet, he's not chewing it. He's not swallowing it on his own. It's totally being pushed down by the Rishon, even though he's masking. But it's not mashaftim and keres mitoich ma'isim. You don't become a ganav. And the Ritzvah says on behalf of Rashi that that's not true. As long as it's the soil, you don't eat mashaftim and keres mitoich ma'isim, and the kinyan yad alone makes him into a ganav. So therefore, it can't. The Gemara is saying obviously he's not talking litzoinay. Litzoinay, there was no answer. There will be no kim l'dravene in area A already. He'll be chayim moment, so you never get to a teretz. The only hope of ever having a teretz, how it could be kim l'dravene, is to say that it was l'ayin soy in such a way that he's not become a ganav until it went down into, well, that's what the Gemara discusses, area A, C, B, and then we say into area B. The Because when the Rishon puts it in his mouth, he doesn't. First, he lays it down, and then he pushes it. So the minute he laid it down, since that was the sign, he's kinyan yad. And then he adds, "V'imtin zuleimer shubiroi shakush mitchalosi v'ad gemar beis hemliyad." Even if you'll say that no, it didn't go. He didn't put it down in his mouth and then push it in. But the whole time it was like on a straw or something, and he was pushing it the whole time. So maybe if that's the case, so it was always attached to the teichiv. The teichiv was. It's like a marshmallow on a stick. So the teichiv was holding it the whole time. So maybe that's not called kinyan yad. So he says, not true. Mishtu mikol mokim. Koyim leisi b'fiv lis chayim b'ayinsim. Afagav v'yochel nafki lavi etzli. Mishtu mikol, that doesn't matter. The fact that the teichiv has a stick and could pull it back out does not prevent the sheni, if it's l'sonoi, from being kainet with the kinyan yad. The daf glina get them in a hechad yochel and not good lav get mishum to be in increases. But I give the bay. I this in Gemara that if you gave a get and you're holding the thread and you could pull it, it's yochel and not good. That's like the get is not a kosher get. That's only over there. It's a special thing of get krisus. Avalinian schio. But when it comes to a kinyan, that's not analogous to a get, and there it's not an impediment to the kinyan. Taisus from Zeraya. Gerashkechon perkamid bav mitzio, like it says in bav mitzio daf tes. Talis chetzil gabi karka v'chetzil gabi omud v'gvi chetzil shal gabi karka deloy koni mitam shiyochel natke lavi etzloy. The Gemara there has an opposite case. The thing itself is on a is the thing itself, the talis itself is on the floor, and you picked up the half that's on the amud, or the other way around, it was on an amud, you picked up the half that was on the floor. See, even though, so he says not koni because he only did a hagva in half of the talis. Ayis yochel natke lavi etzloy. So you see that yochel and natki lavia esli is not enough to make it that it's called that it's all in your hand. It's at the end of the day, the just because you could be menatik at etzli, but lemaisa kolzman you weren't, it's not called that it's in your hand. So Tosfos says, so who had in faket bekevin shen ezoich mitamze who had in the enem agres chiyas ha'achir shumunuch b'tachiyado b'tekpiv mitamze. If yochel and natki etzli is not enough to make it that it's in your hand that you should be kainet, so it's not enough to make it that it's in your hand to prevent somebody else from being kainet. So therefore, just like Yochel and Atgiesli doesn't create a kinyan, so we didn't can't prevent the kinyan on behalf of the sheni. V'oid, Taisus, even if that's not true, l'kol ha'pachas kainam mechzer kol shnayim shevi yomitzir, and even if we'll say that the rishon is somehow ochas in the truma, but the sheni is also ochas in the truma because in his yad, so l'kol ha'pachas will be the sheni will be kainam half like shnayim shevi that you can have such a gneva. L'chaim shiti le'lashas to ba'oynis mari. So therefore, that's why. About it has to be talking about ba'ainus. V'achid b'shanu supatim misu mimama danan sadin nichalei ve'achilas issa. This last line, we'll come back to that last line in a second. Rabbi Kreger has a kasha. It's hola richas and toises about yochel natkel of yestli has a gemara in daf test that doesn't create a kinyan. Since it doesn't create a kinyan, can't prevent a kinyan. Rabbi Kreger says, what does toises want? It's a gemara rucha. What toises wants to say is a fair shigemar. It's a gemara in daf chesin in Bava Metzia, we learned that Gemara. Gemara talks about Kinyan Suda. Much like this, it says, Shnayim Oichsim Metalis. When did we learn Bava Metzia? What Shema was that?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. How many guys were here then? Okay, so you remember. But the Gemara says, Shnayim Oichsim Metalis. Anyway, because he's been saying it, so you looked it up. It says, Shnayim Oichsim Metalis. So this is Yachalik, right? So the Gemara brings a Braisa that if that's only if they're holding on to the karkashta, just like the fringes. But if they actually have a fistful of the talis, it says, Zinnaitel and Mokum Shiyodim Magaz, Zinnaitel and Mokum Shiyodim Magaz. So Gemara says, Omer of Chizda, I think, Shmami know that the part that's in your hand is command the posik domi. But the part that you're holding is kilu cut off from the rest of the talis. You can make a chazok on it separately. So the Gemara says, Shmami know. Shmami know, you see from there, or maybe Rav Chista said, I forgot the names. But anyway, Shmami know, you see from there that by Kinyan Sudr, if I give you a Sudr to make a Kinyan Sudr, and I didn't give you the whole Sudr, you're only holding on to some of the Sudr, but it's a good Kinyan. It's a good Kinyan. Because command the Pascha Dami, you know, you have to hold the Kli. I'll ask you this, it's a Sholosh Ishnala, you have to hold the Kli. You're not holding a Kli, you're only holding half of the Kli. But apparently it's command the Pascha Dami. The half of the Kli, we look at it as being a separate entity. So it's considered to be a Kinyan Sudr. You don't have to hold the whole handkerchief. You're holding a piece of the handkerchief. It's Gimel al-Gimel. That itself is a Kli, because command the Pascha Dami. Frag the Gemara, even so, but it's Yochel and Natke al-Avi Esle. But the other fellow could still pull it out of his hands. So how do you have a Kinyan in the Sudr, even if it's a separate entity, even if the part that's in your hand, we're going to look at it as being a separate Kli from the rest of the Sudr. But it's still, you can't get away from the fact that it's Yochel and Natke al-Avi Esle. The Noisim could still pull it out of his hands, so maybe that's not. Maybe he doesn't have a kinyan on the Sudr at all. And the Gemara quotes the Gemara by a get. What's the difference? What's the difference by the Mishnah by a get that Yochel and not Gelavi actually invalidates the get? The Gemara says no, there it's different because there krisus being invalid. That's how Yochel get krisus. But here you don't need krisus, so merely to be kind of the part of the Sudr that's in your hand, even though it's Yochel and not Gelavi actually. So that's my Mishnah Taisus wants to prove. So what Taisus says in Gemara in Daf Tes the other way around. Yochel Natkil Aviesli doesn't create a kinyan, therefore it's not Megareya kinyan. Here you have a Gemara Mefreshes that Yochel Natkil Aviesli is not Megareya kinyan. I'm going to open one daf before the Gemara that Tosin quotes. You have a Gemara Mefreshes to the effect that Tosin wants to prove. Yeah, Tzarechin Golor Bikvei says. Maybe it's a Makom Lechalek. Sois has a famous Yisoyim that by a get, you don't have to make the Isha doesn't have to be kind of the get, it just has to go into a Rishus. You need a Knesset Lerishus. He explains, that's how he explains Gita Yodit Bakechot. How does that work exactly? How could she be kind of the get? How could that work? Because you don't even have to do a kinyan. In a kinyan, it would be circular. Anyway, the proof of the tzoyis is not so important. But the tzoyis says that by get, you don't have to, the woman does not have to make a kinyan in a get. She only has to have a, needs to be nichnas l'shusa. Rav Naftali Chop has the same tzoyis by kinyan suda. He has the rice, also he has rice list. But by kinyan suda, you don't have to be kinyan the suda. You just have to have a kinyan l'shusa. So if that's true, so then, when we learned the Gemara in Daf Ches, we talked a little bit about that, Rav Naftali, in the context of that sugya. So if that's the case, it could be that there in Daf Ches, both by the Gemara is talking about two things, get and kinyan suda. Those are both things we don't have to actually make a kinyan on it. You just need a knisel rishus. So nechrami, it says taka beferish in the Gemara, that it's called the knisel rishus, even though it's yochel and atkel avi yetzlik. By get not, because it's not krisus. But by suda, it's called nichnas rishus, even though it's yochel and atkel avi yetzlik. But it's not yet a raya that it's a kinyan. Maybe we have to do a kinyan. Yochel not kol aviyesli is a chisar. So that already because that needs to be more in that test. That's the more that's talking about kinyan agva. Efsa. That's so glad the said in Taisus. Well, maybe that's the mahalach. Anyway, it's very kasha b'kveir. So what's the last line of Taisus? V'ochi pirli onosu apotem imisu momen then ansadi dolinichali beachilus isa. This is very strange. The Ritzva is coming at the end of the day to defend Rashi's pshat. So how did Rashi learn Amai Chayev? We're going to an area scene. Where's Amai Chayev? Rashi, Amai Chayev Misa. So it's Momen, Rashi holds, he could be Chayev. We understand that he's Chayev Momen because he's Nana. But Amai Chayev Misa, since he's an Onus. Tais didn't understand that. Tais is an Onus. So it's what defends Rashi. No, it has to be an Onus. But suddenly the whole case is not going to work. So the case is that he's an Onus. So Mela, Amai Chayev. We're back to Rashi. Amai Chayev means Amai Chayev Misa. The Ritzva, for some reason, almost gratuitously adds that Amai Chayev does not only mean Amai Chayev Misa. It certainly means that too, because that's what he's defending Rashi's pshat. But he's saying that Amai Chayev means not only Amai Chayev Misa, but Amai Chayev Momen. Amai Chayev Misa because he's honest. But Amai Chayev Momen, why is he Chayev for Nene also? After all, since it's Lo'insoy, there's no Chayev Nene because Anan Sadi Dolonichle Beachilis Issa. Face has a new swar that even though there's a Chayev Nene, but in a Chiyav Nen, and in a Chiyav Nen, even though there's a Chiyav Nen, and a Chiyav Nen, you don't need to have Rotson. My Shor was Nen, I also have to pay. I have no Rotson for that, no. And I don't have any Chiyav Mazik. And what else do you have? Chiyav Nen. In that case, what do we have Chiyav Nen? Dorba Chasachaveroi, Shoroi. Anyway, I'll put him. Taisus agrees for Chiyav Nen, you don't have to have Rotson. But Taisus is a new idea that an Achilles Isser, if you did it Barotson, so you would Nen have Barotson. But if you would Nen have Oinus from an Achilles Isser, you have no Chiyav Nen either because Anan Sadi the Leinichele in that Hano. Maybe this far is true, maybe it's not true, but what did Taisus need it for? We're coming here to salvage Rashi Pshara, my Chayav Misa. So it's what defended Rashi Pshara, my Chayav means my Chayav Misa. Why did the Tzvah adds, he wants to make this like overkill. Not only does it mean Amai Chayav Misa, but it's Amai Chayav Misa and Amai Chayav Momen also in area C, because this is extra non-sari that is Manich Lei Banosis. I don't know why you needed to add that. Unless maybe the Lashon Gemara was just mashing that way to him, that Amai Chayev doesn't say Amai Chayev Misa, doesn't say Amai Chayev Mama, this is Amai Chayev. So maybe it was just mashing to Ritzvah, that the Lashon Gemara was mashing to Ritzvah, that Amai Chayev means Amai Chayev at all, not Misa, not Mama. That's really not Rashi, Rashi didn't learn that way. Okay, let's see weiter. Let's see the Moshe Ladur Yadei Adchat. So the most final answer was area B. Moshe Ladur Yadei Adchat. So what does that give me? So Tosis learns based on Rashi. V'hashtu lekli meima didehedra. The whole shaila was he's a gazan. He should have split it up. So the answer was in area B. So area B, what do you gain? He should still split it up. Ramai said he could split it up. So why doesn't he? So Tosis, and this is basically Rashi. De'ein marvichim ba'alam lekach. There's no chiyuv to split it up because what are the ba'alim going to have? The kvar nimasu in area B, it already becomes mos. Hilkach lekach chiyuv mammon. So therefore, there's no chiyuv mammon for not splitting it up. No, he's not a gazan. Since it's not a shavar puta, he has no chiyuv to split it up. He has no chiyuv hashava. To have a chiyuv hashava, you have to have a shavar puta. And since here there's no chiyuv, since there's no chiyuv hashava, you don't become a gazan. Which, by the way, is an interesting insight all by itself. That where there's no chiyuv hashava, you don't become a gazan. We know gazan has a chiyuv hashava. It says here in Tosis, and Rashi also for that matter, where there's no chiyuv hashava, you don't become a gazan. Especially, and in Rashi, not so much. Rashi also lechazi klal. So maybe not a gazan because it's not worth anything. So what did you steal? But according to Tosfos, it is roi. Behemshech, Tosfos is going to say it's not lechazi at all. It's less than a shover puto. But since it's less than a shover puto, so maybe you could become a gazan. Maybe not less than a shover puto, you could become a gazan. Tosfos says no. Since at the end of the day, you're not mechuyev to give it back because it's less than a shover puto. Since it's less than a shover puto, you're not mechuyev to give it back. And if not mechuyev to give it back, you have no chiyuv gazan. Actually, I'm not so sure what Tosis means. It's still being again in the Hemshech to understand why it patters him from then. Does Tosis mean he's not a Gazan at all? Since he has no Chiyuv Hashava, he's not a Gazan at all? Tosis means maybe he is a Gazan, but he's a Gazan without Chiyuv Hashava, and a Gazan without Chiyuv Hashava does not patter him from the Chiyuv Nena later on. I think it's going to be sort of an abstruse question. It's again the Hemshech we're going to have to understand why it's we're getting ahead of ourselves, but it's built into this Tosis that when you have a Chiyuv Gazan, you're not Chayv for Nena. And that's going to need an explanation that we're going to grapple with. So let's go on. We're putting the cart before the horse. So anyway, Tosfos says, so therefore, at the beginning, Tosfos is saying it's not roi at all. At this point, Tosfos is saying it's not roi. In area B, it's not roi, like we saw in Rashi. If it's not roi, you have no chiyuv moment, except al yidei hanos mea, and then you already have a chiyuv misuv, oz bain keechot. V'af agav shechaveri gozlo. As Tosfos Akasha, why chayv for the hanah? The Meiser Reuven stole it. So why do you have a chiyuv nena for something that Reuven stole? Tosfos no. Poyel v'yochalach zira happy mikim yishuvah. It's not oven min ha'olam. Reuven boilav nena ba. And therefore, you could have even if Reuven stole it, Shimon could have a chiyuv nena as long as not oven min ha'olam. It's based on the Tosfos before where it's oven min ha'olam, so the Bible can't have any tefias mama. But here it's not oven min ha'olam. The Meiser could have spit it up. It's not oven min ha'olam. It's not oven min ha'olam. There could be a chiyuv nena. The bottom could be tevehim the hanah. In fact, Tosfos didn't tell me. I mean, a parak have a payim and makasha got betuma blua. Delay matami loy mishum delay chazir. Delay matama loy mishum delay chazir. And he the b'fana delay chazir. Delay b'fana mixa chazir. The Gemara says in payim and makasha that tuma blua it's exeris hakosel that it's not matame. But it's not the reason why it's not matame is not because it's not roy when you swallow it it becomes ein ruyul achila. It is roy achila. It's exeris hakosel tuma blua is not matame. But it's roy achila. Shloim b'fana it's roy achila. That's the case in Kenny. Have him ahead, have a chazio. So why are you saying, oh, here it's like chazio? Just because it's stuck in his throat, you could swallow it all the way down, it would be chazio. Shalai b'fun if it's chazio. But Tosfos says, shalai ma'ar, came in the mekigayim, the mekor lehav avok yim shover puto yim ha'at yoseh. Ve'atish in his kalkul ha'k tzas, ain't a shover puto. So Tosfos says, le'olam, it's not a chazio shalai b'fun of. But chazio shalai b'fun of doesn't mean it's not most at all. It certainly goes down in value a little bit. Some extent it goes down in value. So it went down in value. The cases were down in value to the extent that it became worth less than a shover puto. So it's not, and therefore, since it's less than a shover puto, so he doesn't become a gazan. I feel it's Zenen of Zelechosa Potter. It tells the Kasha, so if it's worth less than a shover puto, so it should be called Zenen of Zelechosa. Because it's not Chosa, it's only Chosa less than a shover puto. So Tosfos says, Mikol Mokim came in the Shoven Kolshu. It says in the Gemara in Bava Kamma that for Zenen Erev Zeh Chaser, you don't need it should be Chaser to the extent of the Hana. Even if he's Chaser a little bit, it's no longer Zenen Erev Zeh Chaser. And Tosfos Mechayev is even less than a Shavar Puto. Even if he's Chaser less than a Shavar Puto, it's called Zenen Erev Zeh Chaser. It's not Zenen Erev Zeh Chaser. That is a Hezbollah by itself. What does it mean chaser? It's not a chisaron that it could be teveya. So why does that qualify as being chaser? So the Peshua, I think, says that that Taisus holds that Zenena, Taisus in Bamakama really is meramis to this, that the reason why Zenena v'zilei chaser is potter, l'man the omer that Zenena v'zilei chaser is potter, is because it's a midas stoim. How can you be teveya l'hano? You had no right to deny him l'hano, because it's a midas stoim not to allow him to live there for free. If you're not chaser at all, so that's we have it says kaifin al midas stoim. If you're not chaser at all, we could be kaifin to give him l'hano for free. So how can you come and be teveya l'hano? So that's only if you're not chaser. So then it's takan midas stoim. But if you're chaser at all, then it's no longer a midas stoim. Once it's not a midas stoim, you could be teveya in the whole l'hano. So even if it's less than a shomer putta, so it's less than a shomer putta. I couldn't be tevei him if he did it. I couldn't be tevei him the shomer putta. I couldn't be tevei him the damage. But there is a chisar. Less than a shomer putta is also a damage. Therefore, it's not a midas stoim for him to tell me for me to tell him I don't want you to be nene. And if you are nene, then he can be tevei the dam. Akapanim. What does it say here in Taisus? It says in Taisus that in area B, the case of the Gemara is we're talking about a little bit of truma that really was not worth so much to begin with. And therefore, even though it's still royal achila shleib afanov. But the little bit of mius that it undergoes when it goes into area B is enough that now it's worth less than a shomer putta. And since it's worth less than a shomer putta, you don't get chiyuve gazlin. And therefore you have chiyuve nena. Except at kimli dravine, but you have kimli. We're looking for a case. Again, the whole point of the whole Gemara is we need a case where you don't have chiyuve gazlin, but you have chiyuve nena. So that's the case. In area B, it became worth less than a shomer putta. So you lose. There's no chiyuve gazan because it's worth less than a shomer putta. It's lechazio. To that extent, it's lechazio. But it's not offered mikolot. It's not offered mimenu because it has some kind of shavi still. And then when it went down, it gets a chiyuv nene. And when it goes all the way down, then before when it goes all the way down, he has chiyuve nene. And for the nene, he has to pay unless it's kimli dravine. According to Abaye, it's kimli dravine. It's not kimli rabbeinu. If you don't hold a kimli chunyim and a kol, it's not kimli rabbeinu. Then he will have to pay. He'll have to pay for the hanah. How much is he going to pay for the hanah? Obviously more than a shomer putta. If it's less than a shomer putta, why would he have to pay for the hanah? So here is what you see in Taisus, as we've been saying all along, that it says in this Taisus that you can have a chiyuv nene for something that's worth a lot more or more than the shavus or the chayfetz itself. The truma itself in area B, when the guy first got stuck into it, somebody was taking it into area B. At that point, it's worth less than a shomer putta because it's mos. So it's worth less than a shomer putta. What are you going to sell it? It's mos. Worth less than a shomer putta. Nonetheless, so therefore you can't be mechayvim to ask gazlan because it's less than a shomer putta. He has no chiyuv hashava. He has no chiyuv mamon altogether. Nonetheless, when he swallows it, and now he has hanoa, that hanoa is worth more than a shomer putta because maybe most to everybody else, not most to him. So he has a real hanoa that's worth maybe as much as the truma was worth in the first place, or whatever. Maybe not quite as much, but worth more than a putta. Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. So it's obviously worth more than a putta. So you see that the chiyuv nene could be greater than the chiyuv nene could be greater than the chiyuv than the shavis of the chayfetz itself. Okay, that will take as written. We saw that in Rashi also. Rashi also says it's like chazia. Nonetheless, you have a chiyuv nene. That's what you have in this taisa. So now, kana ben shoyel. Taisus at pains to say that in area B it became worth less than a shomer putta. The mius, the nimas that it undergoes, brings it down lower than the threshold of shomer putta. Why does Taisus need that? Let me ask a question. Why does Taisus need that? Let's say it differently. Why does Taisus need that? Let's say that it's worth more than a shomer putta in area B. But it's nimas, it's not worth as much as, let's say originally it was worth 2 prutas. And now in area B it's nimas and it's only worth a pruta. He swallows it. So yeah, he has to pay a pruta as gazlin, but we can still be down in the hanoh. The hanoh might be worth a pruta and a half. And maybe that's the machlekes of hanoh on the extra half of pruta. Or on the pruta and a half on the hanoh. In other words, once you tell me that the hanoh could be more than the shavis, what's forcing Taisus to learn that the case of the Gemara is that in area B it was nimas and it was reduced down to the level of less than a shomer putta, so that there's no chiyuv gazlan here at all? La'olam eimalach, that it's worth more than a shomer putta, and there are chiyuv gazlan, but the chiyuv nen are greater. Therefore, the violin wanna be teveya, not only the shomer put of the gezel, the violin wanna be teveya the hano. Usually the hano is less than the Shabbos. So the violin are teveya the Shabbos, not teveya the hano. But here the hano is more than the Shabbos. So even if the thing would be worth the shomer put, but the violin would like to be teveya the hano. And the hano is, and the hano is ready, and that's the need, and if the hano is kimeli d'rabbinei. It's mavur in this tesis that if it's worth more than a shomer pruta, then the bialim cannot be tevei the hano at all. They have to go after. They can only be tevei the shomer pruta of the gezel. Only if it's worth less than a shomer pruta, and there's no chiyuv gezel, no chiyuv gezel here at all, then the bialim can be tevei the hano. It's mukach in the cheshbon tesis. So I want to extract you from the cheshbon tesis. Tysus, what are we looking for here? We thought all along we've been saying all along, what's the Gemara looking for? The Gemara is looking for a case where there are no chiyuvei mazik, but there are chiyuvei nena. The emes is, we don't really need that. We don't need to go so far. We don't necessarily need a case where there are no chiyuvei mazik, but there are only chiyuvei nena. Why wouldn't it be enough to find a case where there are chiyuvei mazik, or chiyuvei gezel, but the chiyuvei nena are greater? And for there's still enough to meet in the kimeli d'rabbanei. If there's no kimeli d'rabbanei, the bialim can teveya the nena, the nena is more valuable. If there is kimeli d'rabbanei, then the bialim can only be teveya the gezel. It seems in Taisus that that's not available. It's other, either or. Either there's no chiyuv gezel, then you can be teveya the nena, or there are chiyuv gezel, and then you cannot be teveya the hano at all. Hagam that the hano would be worth more. So if we have to find a case where the truma of yours is worth less than the shomer putum, because only if the truma is worth less than a shomer pruta could the bialim be teveya the hano. We could talk about kimeli d'rabbanei. But if the gezel will be worth a shomer pruta, agam it's most, not what it wants. But it's, if the gezel will be worth a shomer pruta, then the bialim would have to be teveya the shomer pruta. It would be dina gezel, and once there are dina gezel, you cannot be teveya the hano. That says here in Tosfos. And it's a Gemara, in Bava Kama, it's not a Zion, that a Gazlan can't be, that by Gezel, you can't be Teveya Hano. But that Gemara just means that by Gezel, that you can't be, that's a case where the Gezel is worth more than Hano. So it says in the Gemara, you can't be Teveya both. Somebody stole a ship, and if he was Yorin al Das Gezel, then he can't be Teveya the Schiris as well. The Balaam can't be Teveya the Schiris too. Because once you're a Gazan, you pay as Gazan, you don't pay Schirus. That Gemara just says, it could be that Gezel there, like I said, the Gezel there might be worth more. At least the ship as a whole is worth more than the Schirus. But here you have a case where the Gezel is worth less. The Gezel is only a Shavu Puto. The Hano is more than a Shomer Pruta. And it says in this Tosfos that nonetheless, once this Chiyuv Gezel, he can't be Tevei the Hano.
Yeah.
Could be because you're calling it? Oh, sorry. So what are we going to say? So what's Taka Lipshat? Why is that so? Why, once there are Chiyuv Gezel, does that preclude being Tevei the Hano? The Hano is more. Yeah, so one possibility, like you're saying, is that it has to do with Kinyon Exhalo. Because that we already know, that there's a concept of Kinyon Exhalo. That once you're a Gazlan, so you, even though it's a Chiddush, that a Gazlan has Kinyonim in the Exhalo, the Inyan Zeh, that whatever he's not Mechuyev to give back is Kinyon. For example, that's the classic example is Kinyon Shinui. Gazlan steals something, he makes a Shinui in it. So since now he's no longer mechuyev to give it back mitzad mitzvah hashava, because not kein shegazel, he has to pay. But he has to give, doesn't have to give back the chayfetz mitzad mitzvah hashava. So he's claiming the chayfetz. Why is he claiming the chayfetz? Doesn't have a mitzvah hashava, but how did it become his chayfetz? So it's, apparently there's a concept, that's the way, that a gazlan has kinyonim in the chayfetz. Somehow we know that a gazlan has kinyonim in the chayfetz. So as much as he's mechuyev in hashava, he can't be claiming. But what's not included in the chiyuv hashav is able to be to be kind. That's the pshat also in the Gemara Bava Kama, that a gazan doesn't pay for the hanah. When a gazan gives back the a gazan steals a boat, when he gives it back, he doesn't have to pay for the security of the boat as well. He used the boat meanwhile to cruise his island. He had hanah. Why didn't he have to pay for the hanah? So one passage, perhaps the pshat is because that's not in the chiyuv hashav. The chiyuv hashav is to give back the boat. But whatever he doesn't have to give back, he's kainah. So the schir is he was kainah. The hanah he was kainah. He's not kainah the chayfetz itself, because the chayfetz itself has a chiyuv hashava. But the hanah of the chayfetz, that he was kainah with his kinyan exel. There's many other such examples of this. So maybe we say the silvayfim pasha, we say that's what's going on over here. If the truma will be worth a shava putta, so he becomes a hashava, so he become a gazan. Once he's a gazan, he has kinyan exel. If he has kinyan exel, then he's kainah the hanah, so he doesn't have to pay for it. Only if the truma is not worth a shavu pruta, so he doesn't have to give the truma back. If he doesn't have to give the truma back, he's not a gazan at all. And here, maybe I should underline it. Here you see this extra connection, that if you don't have to give it back, you don't become a gazan. If you steal something that doesn't, the bialim can't ask for it back, it's not worth enough for the bialim to ask for it back, then you don't become a gazan. Because the definition of a gazan is somebody who takes something away. It goes hand in hand. A gazan is you take something that you're supposed to give back. If you take something that you're not mechuyev to give back, then you don't become a gazan. If he doesn't become a gazan, he doesn't have chiyuv exela. If he doesn't have chiyuv exela, then if he doesn't have kinyon exela, rather, then he has to pay for the hanah. So that'll be maybe a poshut way to understand this site that we're seeing here in Taisus, that where it's worth a shavar pruta. Again, the Taisus itself is mavur in the Taisus. It's mavur mefarish in the Taisus. A very counterintuitive thing. That if the truma is worth a shavar pruta, again, let's take it. If the truma is worth a shavar pruta, then you pay the shavar pruta and you do not have to pay for the hanah. Hagam, the hanah might be worth more than the shavar pruta. If the truma is worth less than a shavar pruta, then you have to pay for the hanah. So my eye, what's the difference? So one possibility, that's the derech hamelech, is to say that that has to do with kinyon exela. If it's worth a shavar pruta, you become a gazan. If you become a gazan never pays for hanah because he's kind of hanah. That's the idea of kinyon exela. It's part of the idea of kinyon exela. If it's worth less than a shavar pruta, then you don't become a gazan. If you don't become a gazan, then it's not yours. If it's not yours, you have to pay for the hanah. Adayin yesh l'shalom. This is a question that we've also been keep coming back to. I want to maybe just visit now for the last time. Adayin yesh l'shalom. What about a case where? What about mazik? Shem b'shus hayochid. So we know the din is you pay for the hezek and you don't pay for the hanah. Shem b'shus rabim, there's no chiyuv mazik, you have to pay for the hanah. Shem b'shus hayochid, you pay for the hezek, you don't pay for the hanah. Now that's a case where the hanah is worth less than the shadis. It's not so surprising as the places by us. But nonetheless, yesh is b'ayin b'adolah, why don't you have to pay for the hanah also? And again, let me go through the kash again. This kash that we, at the very beginning of the sikh, we started to grapple with this. Mele, if I would say that chiyuv enene is a chiyuv for the shavis of the chayfetz up to the value of the hanah, if the nature of the chiyuv nene is that I'm paying you back for the shavis of the chayfetz from which I was nene, not for the whole shavis because I was only nene a little bit, but to the extent that I was nene, I have to pay you for the shavis of the chayfetz. So I would understand that when you're paying for the whole hezek, you don't have to pay for the hanah on top of that, because the paying for the hanah itself is paying the shavis of the chayfetz. So you only have to pay up to 100%. You never pay 110% of the shavis of the chayfetz. But we now that we've seen in Tosis and in Rashi, for that matter, that the chiyuv nene has nothing to do with the shavis of the chayfetz. You could have a chiyuv nene that's greater than the shavis of the chayfetz. The chayfetz is worth only less than the shavar puto, and you have to pay for the hanah. So we see in Tosis that the chiyuv nene is not a tashlumen for the shavis of the chayfetz. It's a tashlumen for the hanah itself. You took my hanah, I want it back. So if that's the case, so why? In a case of Shem B'shus HaYochid, why don't you have to pay both for the Hezek and for the Hanah? And there are no Kinyon Exelet. Mele by a Gazlin, so we have a concept of Kinyon Exelet we can deploy. But that's a Shara Mazik. Shara Mazik, there's no Kinyon. My Shara is not kind of things for me. There is no Kinyon Exelet. So that trick, you know, that Acer up our sleeve over there, we don't have. So why in a case of Shem B'shus HaYochid, once we've detached, we see from Rashi and Tosfos in our sugya that we've detached the chiyuv nene from the tashlumen of the shavis of the chayfetz. So why is it so axiomatic that once you pay for the whole hezek, you don't have to pay for that on top of it? pay for the hezek, and pay for the anatu. I is going to be more than 110% of the value. It's going to be more than 100% of the value of the chayfas. So what? The nagamar is also more than 100% of the value of the chayfas. The anah alone is more than the value of the chayfas, and you still have to pay for that anah. So why, when you pay for the hezek, do you get off the hook? You don't have to pay for that anah too. The Shabbos what?
If there's
Shabbos
in the area,
it's yourself
and only the...
Yeah, okay, maybe. That's what I'm saying, Rashi, right? But Tosis, that's not available to us. And the Emes is, I think, Rashi's, that Pshat and Rashi's going to crash pretty soon anyway. So we get through a problem. Yeah, somebody should have caught that. No, I should have caught that. But that Pshat and Rashi's not going to work out. But I can point in Tosis for sure not. Tosis is a fairish. And there it's already Nimas. It's not a Shabbos put to... And you have to pay more. So there's several. So one possibility, which we talked about already, is maybe the ritva is a yisoid, that when you mazik something 100%, you're kind of the chayfas. When you mazik something 100% and you have to pay for it 100%, so you're kind of the chayfas itself. That's a murder chiddush, but it says beferish in ritva. The ritva by in sukkah daf lamed hay by matzik zula. The ritva is talking about a matzik zula, so the yisham says matzik zula is possible because it's a mitzvah of avera. And maybe there's another part of reason why it might be possible, because you need maybe this exer shalva from chala, you need aris sechem, it has to be lachem. So we have various reasons why matzik zula might be possible. The Rosh says that matzik zula is possible for those reasons. The Rosh Mesachim. And the Ritva in Sukkah, Laf Lamed Hey, says that the Babli don't find such a thing. And he says the reason why the Babli doesn't hold from that is because Kevin the last Kanya, when you chew up the matzah, you're kainit. And he's been saying Agamara, came in the last Ikanya. And he's been saying Agamara, came in the last Ikanya. Since you destroyed it totally, so you're kind of the matzah. Now, he doesn't mean Kinyon Exhale over there. Maybe it just means Kinyon Exhale with the Shema. So maybe that's what it means, Kinyon Exhale with the Shema. First of all, if that's what he meant, he didn't need Agamara. He needs a Gemara to tell me that a Gazan is playing the Bishina. It's also not so posh that I would take off Mitzvah Bavera. That's already Shitzes and Shina. But even if he also did Gezel with the Shini, would take off Mitzvah Bavera. For that, he doesn't need a Gemara. I think the Lashon Ritva also is not Mashna that sounds Gezel. I don't have it written in front of me. It's in Sukkah. No. But for that, he wouldn't need a Gemara. And I think there's a reason why he doesn't come from that angle that it's Gezel with the Shimon, because then you're going to be limited to a case where the guy who's eating the matzah is the Gazan himself. So then he could be kind of with the Shimon. What about a case where you have a matzah zula and I'm not the Gazan, somebody stole the matzah, I'm eating it, am I yaitzi with that matzah zula? It's not lachem, maybe it's a mitzvah b'avera. Shalom shechonor, but there's mitzvah b'avera for other people besides the Gazan. Kaponim, the Rishvon wants to say, but certainly lachem, it's not lachem. Even if the Gazan's kind of, what does that do with me? It's still not going to be lachem. The Ritva wants to tell me that no, when I'm mazik something completely, I become the Baal. Even if I'm not the guy who stole it, the Gazan stole it, I come, I'm mazik and completely, I become the Baal. And that's what's been signed to Agamar. He learns that in Agamar, it came in the last Ikanya. So Chorin says in that Ritva Yisoid, he saw it in Agamar somehow, says in that Ritva Yisoid, that when you're mazik something completely, 100%, so you become totally the Baal. You become the Baal and the wad of matz, chewed up matz in your mouth, since you were matzik, it was totally worthless, and you have to pay for it 100%, you become the bialim now, and that chewed up matzah, and when you swallow it, it's called matzasa, and it's not a mitzvah b'aver. So now you know you're starting to talk. Where did you see it in Agamar? That's also our. Where did you see that in Agamar? Came in the last Ikanya. Maybe the word just means yichayev al mazik. So I think maybe this is part of it. Maybe the answer lies here. The Ritva is bothered. So what if he's a mazik? Let him be chayev for the nene too. So fine, came in the last Ikanya. Chai to pay as mazik. But Loel Zanadon, we're being down on the Chiv Nenu when he swallows it. Why can't he have a Chiv Nenu when he swallows it nonetheless? So he's a mazik. Let him be Chai for Nenu. Teretz says, once you're mazik at 100%, then it's yours. Chai for Nenu. Maybe that's where the Ritva saw in our Gemara, that when you're mazik something 100%, you become the Baal. What's the Hezber in this Ritva? Like, where did this come from? Where does this site come from, that when you're mazik something 100%, you become the Baal? So maybe, it's not clear to me, but maybe maybe just like you find Kinyon Exhale also doesn't say in the Torah. Where do we get this notion of Kinyon Exhale? Wait a minute. How did Chazal get this notion of Kinyon Exhale? Where is it saying? It says in Torah you have a Chiv HaShava. It says in Torah that what you're not Meshiv Yikoina. What you're not Mechiv to be Meshiv Yikoina. So apparently somehow we understand that where the Torah says that you have a Chiv HaShava, so the Chiv HaShava is Mimai that you only have a Chiv HaShava. But whatever is beyond the Chiv HaShava you don't have, which means that you Yikoina. I mean, Adai and Sorachim, like how did Chazal exactly know this? By Gezel. Alright, I'll show you the starim, but that's a given. By Gezel we say that when the Torah says you're mechuyev in Hashava, so that means not only you're mechuyev in Hashava, but you're not mechuyev in more than Hashava. And whatever is not included in the Chiyev Hashava, the God's in this kind. So maybe Kayosev by Mazik as well, since the Torah says you have to pay for the Hezek. So it says in that you only have to pay for the Hezek. But you don't have to pay for whatever is beyond the Hezek Yikoina. I don't want to be misunderstood. If you're mazik something, you take the bicycle that was worth $100 and you break it, now it's only worth $50. So you're not claiming the bicycle. That's prasnevel is lenizik. You're not claiming the bicycle. Because there, you were only mazik 50% of the bicycle. So the 50% of the bicycle that remains, you were not claiming. It's not like by Gesel. By Gesel, when you steal a bicycle, you have to give back the whole bicycle. Even though it didn't depreciate at all. You steal a bicycle, you have a Chiyav Hashav on the whole bicycle, and therefore you have Kinyon Exhale on the whole bicycle, meaning in the whole bicycle, all you have, the only Chiyav is to be Meshivit. And to the extent you don't have to be Meshivit, you claim it. So you don't have to pay for the Hanol Moshel. Because I know the bicycle, you claim it. When you damage a bicycle, so you take a claim the part of the bicycle that's no longer here. The value of the 50% of the bicycle's value that's gone, you were claiming. But what remains of the bicycle is the 50% that you were not mazik. So that you're not claiming. But the Ritva is talking about a case where you're mazik the bicycle 100%. If you're mazik the bicycle 100%, like by a matzah, you chewed up the matzah 100%. The matzah you have to pay for 100%. Because the wad of chewed up matzah in your mouth is not worth anything to anybody. So you have to pay for the matzah 100%. When you have to pay for the matzah 100%, then more than that you're claiming. Whatever is outside of that, you kind of. So maybe you kind of the chewed up wad in your mouth, you kind of. And maybe it's not a mitzvah b'aver. It's not so different. What I'm saying is maybe the pshat in ritva. It's a ritva. I don't need to explain it, but maybe the havan in the ritva is that it's analogous to kinyan gzela. Just like by gezel, it says in the din of aheshiv that whatever is beyond the chiyuv aheshiv, that it says in the aheshiv that you're mechuyev to be meshiv the gzela, but you're not mechuyev to do more than to be meshiv the gzela. So everything else you kind of. So in gzela, automatically, when you steal something, you stole the whole bicycle. So and the whole bicycle, the din is you're only mechuyev to be meshiv the bicycle, but whatever is outside of that, you're kind of. So who had din by mazik, the ritva holds. When you chew up the matzah, so now once you chewed up the matzah totally, so you're mazik the whole matzah. Not like the bicycle, you only damaged 50%. Here you chewed up the whole matzah, so you were mazik 100% of the matzah. If you're mazik 100% of the matzah, so you have a chiyuv tashlumin. But you don't have more than a chiyuv tashlumin. Whatever is beyond the chiyuv tashlumin, you claim. So mele, the wad of matzah in your mouth, that already you claim. So maybe that's the pshat and shem rishis yochin. Maybe that's the pshat and shem rishis yochin as well. That once the shor eats up the food, so and he was mazik the whole food, and you have to pay for 100% of the food. So whatever is over and above that, you claim. So you don't have to pay for the hezek and for the hanor, because the hanor already is. Yeah.
That
Ritva's
lola means gazlan, but he needs our gemara. He's trying to prove that when someone chews after it already was stolen by someone else, he's also considered a gazlan.
But to be a gazlan, if he's not kainet. I mean, he's a gazlan who's kind of machine. Maybe the Ritva means that the second fellow is a gazlan also. And the second fellow now is kind of bishinui. What? To see it from Sai, what happened here? Chaim is saying maybe the Ritva is saying he's really going with Kinyan Shinui. Not with the Shisai. Maybe the Ritva means Pasha Kinyan Shinui. I can you shinu, you're not the gazlan. So the Tzvah says, no, but there's a chiddush din that if somebody else steals it, and then I mazik it, I mishan it, I chew it up. So maybe since I'm moisif from the gzela, I become the gazlan. That's the yisoid of the nesivus, that if one person steals it and another person breaks it, the second person is not merely a mazik, it's a tesefus in the gzela. Machlekes chayis, the famous machlekes chayis in the nesivus. Like by Tosis' case, but gozel v'nisyashu b'alim v'achav v'achalot. So rotsim is goyva, rotsim is goyva. The sheni, when it's rotsim, if the b'alim is goyva from the sheni, he's goyva from the sheni, as mazik. That's how Tosis learns. He's pashon a mazik. He broke v'achav v'achalot. And the nesivus says, no, the sheni is a gazan. I gazan. What gazan? He didn't do a ma'isik zelin, and it wasn't a beis ha'ish. So he said, no, since he's ma'isik from the original zelin, that's also kind of gazan. Maybe that's traveling in the Ritva. The Ritva is saying in the case where one fellow sold the matzah and the other fellow chewed it up, since the second fellow is moisif in the gzela, the second fellow becomes a gazlan. And not only he becomes a gazlan, and he's a gazlan, and then he's claiming with kinyan yishimi. Maybe that's what he saw in Agamar. When the Rishon pushed it into the Shani's mouth, and the Shani chewed it up, so the Shani becomes now a gazlan because he's moisif in the gzela of the Rishon. And the Shani is claiming with bishimi, and that's why he doesn't have to pay for the hanma. And design of a halach. In which case it's irrelevant to Shem Rishus HaYochid. And then we just lose that Ritva. So I have to see the Lush on the Ritva. Okay, I don't know. Maybe somebody has a computer, could look up the Ritva Sukkalam Hayim in the base. Nobody has? Okay. I don't have it on me. Okay, it's hard to think if folk could bear that interpretation. Then I thought maybe a different possibility. Because this runs into a problem. If we're going to say this, you say, I think this we also touched on, that when you're mazik something 100%, you become the bialim on it. So, let's say the case of Area C. The Rishon was teichavin into Area C, where it can never be recovered. So l'chara, the Rishon now is mazik at 100%. The Rishon pushed it into Area C. The Rishon, the teichav, is a mazik. If the Bible wanted to be given from the Rishon, if the Rishon was given, he could be given from a mazik 100%. If we're going to say that Ziyasoid, that a mazik is kind of the thing that is mazik, where he's mazik at 100%, he's kind of the thing that is mazik. So in the case of Area C, the Rishon should be kind of the Truma. So what's Tosfos Rashi? What are they all grappling with? Amai Chayev, and where's Amai Chayev? If he was talking of it all to the case where all the way down to Area C, it's Amai Chayev, Rashi's Amai Chayev Misa, Tosfos is other Pshat, Amai Chayev Momen, because Ovid Mimenu, it's Ovid Min Olam. Why didn't they say Poshet? Pshat and Gemara is Amai Chayev, because since the Rishon was Masik at 100%, the Rishon was kind of. So you see that Yisoid is not that Tosis and Rashi, they don't have that Yisoid. Yeah.
I mean, it's necessarily this meaning the Tochid you've put it in a position in which that's what was going to happen to it inevitably, but he didn't do it today.
Maybe that's not called that the Rishon was a Mazik 100%. It's only like a Groma. Maybe it can't be Tevea the Hezik from the Rishon. Maybe that would be a way out. I wanted to suggest maybe another story over here to explain again what the issue that we're dealing with, and we have maybe several past. Well, one, the issue that we're dealing with is that we see both in Rashi having a lot of different highways and byways, but the main issue is Poshut. You see both in Rashi and in Tosfos that the Chiyuv Nene has nothing to do with the Shavis of the Chayfetz. The Chiyuv Nene could be more than the Shavis of the Chayfetz. That's explicit both in Rashi and in Tosfos. That's it in the Gemara. When you were talking of it to Area B, the Maskana is the Gemara. It's not Chazir, according to Rashi, not Chazir all, according to Tosfos, not Chazir Shavuot. And yet, when you swallow it, you're Chayav for the Hanah. So you see that the Hanah could be more than the Shavis of the Chayvitz. So a Chiyav Hanah is not Tashlumin for the Shavis of the Chayvitz. It's a different kind of Tashlumin. It's Tashlumin for the Hanah itself. So the question was, so how do you understand? So one number one we asked, every Gazlan, why doesn't he have to pay for the Hanah too? The Tosfos itself is mavur that if he would be a gazlan, if it were worth the shavar puto, then he doesn't have to pay for the hanah. Why don't you have to pay for the hanah on top of the gezel? That we said in Eitzah, kinyan exela. But what about Shem Bishay Yochad? There's no kinyan exela. So every Shem Bishay Yochad, besides the hezek, you should have to pay for the hanah too. So the one suggestion that we have really so far is the Ritvan Sukkah, if the Ritvan Sukkah really says this. Ritvan Sukkah is made, you know, we have to double check it. But the Chor, what it says in the Ritvan Sukkah, is the Sipsanu Yisoid, that when you mazik something 100%, you become the Baal. So the Mela, by Shem B'Shisayochet, you mazik it 100%, so you become the Baal. Just like it's similar to the concept of Kinyon Exhale, just like by Gezel, whatever is not included in the Chiyav Ashov, you're Kaina. So when by Mazik, whatever is not included in the Chiyav Tashlumin, you're Kaina. And if you have a Chiyav Tashlumin on 100% of the Chayfetz, you were Mazik 100% of the Chayfetz, so of course you have to pay the 100%, but whatever is beyond, whatever, but then you're Kaina the Chayfetz. So by Shem B'Shisayochet, since you have to pay 100% of the Hezek, so you're kinda the Shor ate a cake. You have to pay for the whole cake. Once you have to pay for the whole cake, you're kinda the cake. Because the chiyuv to be, you have a chiyuv to be mishalim. But whatever is, but once you're mishalim, you only have a chiyuv to be mishalim. And with that you kinda the remainder. So whatever, so that maybe the Hano already was Hano from his own thing. That's one possibility. But then we have this issue that if we're going to say that Yisoid of Chor says in that Ritva, so then how do you explain by Tochav Lechaveri to Area C? So then the Fechav should be Kaina. So that would be nice in the Gemara. You could learn that Stakab Shach in the Gemara, my Chai, but that's not how the Rishonim learn. So I thought maybe say a different Svar. That, not that when you mazik something 100% you Kaina, but that when you mazik something 100% and you pay for it, I'll tell you, I'll start like this. I'll tell you a story. This is a story that I heard B'Shem Rav Aaron Kalfter. It's probably a print now, Mishnah Savar. But I heard this story long before there was a Mishnah Savar. Rav Aaron said a story as follows. That, I didn't hear from Rav Aaron himself, obviously, but I heard it from from Rav David Shustel. Rav Aaron said a story that whenever you have a Chiyuv Tashlumin, for whatever reason, whether it's Has Mazik, or it doesn't matter what pressure the Chiyuv Tashlumin comes from. Whenever you have a Chiyuv Tashlumin, the money now stands in lieu of the Chayfetz itself. So, Mali Yehem, Mali Demeyem. Lashon and more by Hilchas Ribas, not just a Melitza. But whenever you have a Chiyuv Tashlumin, so Mali Yehem, Mali Demeyem, the Domim become the Chayfetz. Because every Chiyuv Tashlumin in the Torah is a way to replace the Chayfetz. And therefore, the Chiyuv Tashlumin then makes it that those Domim are like the Chayfetz itself. When he said it, he probably said it in many places, but the context that I heard it in, we were learning Merubah. In Merubah, you have a Rama Misalas Shvera. The Gemara says that the rule is the Keren Kain Shagonav Kefil Kishas Hamod Abedin. That means if you stole something, if you gambled something, and you have to pay Keren and Kefil, but the thing fluctuated in value. No, you stole the bicycle, and the bicycle is worth $100 when you stole it, and now it's worth only $50. So the din is that you pay Karen $100, but Kefil you only have to pay $50. This exists, of course, with Merlin's out from Sukkim, Karen is Ken Shigonov, Kefil is Kshasa Modav Adin. Yeah, the Rosh over there, it's nothing to do with us, just to know, the Rosh over there says, okay, to things that we learned in the past, the Rosh over there says that it's not, even though it's exists, a Kosov, but it has a Hezber. Because Lagabi, the Kefil is a Knas, Siboy Moidum Mifta, Tila Modav Adin, he could have been Moidum in pocket. So mainly the real chalais achiv is by the amod b'din. So that's why you, and then it was only worth 50. But Karen, it was mitchai right away b'shas agneva. That's a fertile rosh by itself. But that's mamash, not a discussion. But that's the din. Karen can't shagun of kefil k'shas amod b'din. Now that's in a case where when you stole it was worth more, and now it's worth less. What if it's the other way around? When you stole it was worth $50. And now the bicycle's appreciated, and now the bicycle's worth $100. So what would it be that loch, l'chor in svara? The Karen should be 50, and the Kefil should be 100. So the Rambam says no. The Rambam talks about the following case. You stole a bicycle, it's worth 50. I mean, I'm with a bicycle, obviously, but you stole a bicycle, it's worth 50, and now it's worth 100, and then the bicycle got destroyed. A lightning hit it, and the bicycle's gone. So you can't just give back the bicycle, you have to pay for it. So the Rambam says you pay $50 for the bicycle, Karen, that's what it was worth originally. And Kefil also, you only have to pay $50. What's the svar? Kefil is shasa mod evidin, the Kefil should be 100. The Karen is 50. But the Kefil is shasa mod evidin, the Kefil ought to be 100. So the rate is, Mr. Zalman said this, Mr. Zalman others, but the Rama holds that Kefil, by definition, can't be more than the Karen. Because the Kefil is the second story that builds on the first four story of the Karen. It's called Kefil. it can't be more than the value of the keren. So that the keren sets a cap on what the kefil could be. So even though fundamentally keren is keshe gonim is kefil shasam ad v'din, but there's an extra rule that the value of the kefil, of the keren rather, caps the value of the kefil. So if the keren is only 50, because that's what it was worth when you stole it, so the kefil, even though by the amon v'din it was worth more, the kefil can't be more than the keren. That's what it says in that ram. Okay, that's fine. That's just the background. Now what about the following case? You stole a bicycle when it was worth 50. And then it appreciated and it became worth 100. And then you took that bicycle. You threw it off a cliff. You broke it by a dime. So then you have to pay Karen $100. That's like Gemara Baruch about Tavra Shasa. That's you stole something, then you broke it. Then you have to pay Karen $100. And the Rambam is, then already you pay Kefil $100 too. So L'chorin makes sense. You have to pay Karen $100 because you broke it via dime. So maybe Asta Gnev was only worth 50, but now you broke it via dime. So you're a Masik, you have to pay 100. And Kefil, you have to pay 100 because Kefil's Kshasa Moda B'din. So L'chorin, there's no problem. It sounds very good. But it's really not so good. Because when you broke it by a dime when it was worth 100, so yes, it's true, you have to pay now $100. But how much of that $100 is Tashlumi Gneva? And how much is Tashlumi just Mazik? The Tashlumi Gneva Shabbat is only $50. Because when you stole it, the Gneva was only Machayev you $50. The fact that you have to pay $100 is because you're a Mazik, because you broke it by a dime. Like Bachar Bacholet. So you're a Mazik. The Tashlumi Mazik have nothing to do with Kefil. The Kefil has to build on the Karen of Gneva, not the Karen of Mazik. So at the end of the day, even though you're paying $100 of Karen, but really Mitor is Gneva, you're only paying $50. So the Kefil should also only be capped, should be capped at $50. So how do you pay $100 of Kefil? If we have a rule that the Kefil can't be larger than the Karen, L'chor, that means the Kefil can't be larger than the Karen of Gneva. Here the extra $50 is not a Karen of Gneva, it's a Karen of Mazik. What does that have to do with the kefil? That was Avaron's kasha. Not only Avaron, everybody else's. It has to do with the tzais and the nesivis. If you learn that but b'achar b'acholi is a tesefis in the gneva and it becomes part of the ma'isik gneva, then there's a part of the ma'isik zela. Then there's room to say that it's not only true by gezel; it's even true by gneva. That if you steal something and then you break it, the breaking it is part of the gneva, and mele it becomes part of the karen of gneva. But Avaron assumed not that. Avaron assumed like the tzais, that when you break it, it's just a chiv mazik. Or maximum, it's a chiv gezel, it's a tesefis in the gezel. It's not gneva, it's mechayev kefil. The gneva was $50. The keren of the gneva was $50. So what are you doing paying kefil $100? You can't pay kefil more than keren. That's the kasha that Ravan is addressing. Ravan didn't make up the kasha. The kasha is a set of iron. Can you have the, understand the, we're not learning Maruba right now, but it's pretty straightforward. Said of iron, the answer is that when he breaks the bicycle, so he said like this, back. What would be if the bicycle was not broken at all, it was intact? And he gave back the bicycle, how much, which is worth now $100, how much kefil would he pay? About $100. Because kshasam odabidin, kefil kshasam odabidin, right now it's worth $100. Either kefil has to build on top of the keren, and the keren, if the bicycle wouldn't be, would only have been $50. Yeah, but now the bicycle is here. Avada, when the bicycle is here and you give it back intact, you mekayim with the whole bicycle by Hashem v'Sagzela. Because when you steal a bicycle that's worth $50 and you give it back and it's worth $100, with what percent of the bicycle are you being mekayim by Hashem v'Sagzela? 50% or 100%? If the bicycle will be gone, you'd only have to pay $50. If the bicycle would have broken by itself, you'd only pay $50 because Karen Kane Shagana. Now the bicycle is here and it's worth $100. So should we say that maybe you're really only Mekayim Heshev Ezeil with 50% of the bicycle, and the other 50% of the bicycle is just, I don't know, Memoinigabach or something? So Ravan said, Avada, it's not true. When you give back the bicycle intact, then the whole bicycle is Ashav Ezeil. You stole a bicycle, you give back a bicycle. When the bicycle's gone, we have to determine what domim constitute the Ashav of the bicycle. So the din is Karen Kain Shagon at $50 is the bicycle. But when the bicycle is here, the bicycle is the bicycle. Not half the bicycle is the bicycle. That's the Dovah Poshet. Said Avaron and Uyisoy that Mele, even if you break when you stole the bicycle, it's worth 50. Now you broke it, it's worth 100. So even though when you break it, you have to pay 100, not Midin Gezel, but Midin Mazik. That's a Chi of Mazik. But the Parsha of Mazik now says that $100 is the bicycle. Because Malihe Malid Meyim. the parsha mazik makes that $100 into the bicycle. So that $100 is the bicycle. If $100 is the bicycle, then with that $100, you makai beheshivus agzela as well, and it becomes a keren of beheshivus agzela, and you can build a, you can put a kefil on top, and you can build a kefil on top of that. Have kind of irons, yisayt, beautiful yisayt, very fruitful in many places. So that's these two irons yisayt. So I thought maybe al derech zeh that that when you, let's say shemesh is a yochid, when you're mazik, when the shor is mazik, this eats up the cake, so you chayiv as mazik to pay 100% of the value of the cake. So you give that domen back to the bayil, 100% of the value of the cake. Say it was worth $10. You give him that $10. So that $10 is the cake. That's the cake. Mali hemali d'me. That's the din of tashlumi. You've given him back the cake. In a case where you gave the, since you, so maybe we could say, now the bayil wanted to be the han also. You were nene from the cake. So maybe this, you could say that we're, in a case where you gave back the cake, so then avada, then for sure, even without the ritva, then for sure, what remains behind already, you kind of, or at least there can't be a tefias mammon on anything that remains behind. Because the bayim can't be, I can hear the bayim can't be kaveya more than the return of the cake itself. If the bayim have the cake back, you can't have your cake into. If the bayim have the cake back, then they can't be tovea me anything further. It's not because they got 100% value. Nena could be more than 100% of the Shabbos and the Chaitas. But here's a different word. Since the Parsha Mazik says that when I pay for the cake, I've returned the cake to the bayim. So how could the bayim after that? So I can say two nuschos. One nusch is maybe since you return the cake to the bayim, so that's it. The bayim have the cake back. Whatever remains behind, that can't be the cake. So that's no longer the bayim's. Maybe not quite so strongly. Kind of what remains behind, but the bayim can't have any longer a tefias mammon on me since I've given the cake back. So the bayim have back in their hands the cake itself. So beyond that, there can't be a tefias mammon. The bayim can't come to me and say, "Why are you eating them for my cake? You have the cake back." Remember, the hanoah is afterwards. The show was mazik at first, and then he was nene. So the show is mazik. I paid back that hezek. So the bayim had the cake. The bayim had that back. Once the bayim have the cake back, they can't have a tefias mammon anymore. They can't come now from. They can't have a tefias mammon beyond that. The Rebbe here is. It's not quite like the Ritva. The Ritva said that when you're mazik something 100%, so automatically the fact that you were mazik, it makes it yours. Even if you never paid for it, just the fact that you're mazik, it, you get kinyone hezek in it. So in the middle, the remainder, the pchas, the wad of matzah in your mouth becomes your matzah. It's irrelevant if you actually pay for the matzah or not. Even if you run away from town and you run off to Mexico and you never pay for the matzah, it doesn't matter. The matzah, because you were mazik at 100%, became your matzah. Then we had a problem here with the teichiv, since he was teichiv, all the way down to Area C. So the chayiv became the truma of the teichiv. So what do you mean the chayiv the sheni in Hanoh? The way I'm saying now, it's not that a mazik is kind of 100%. Maybe a mazik is not kind of 100%. Maybe a mazik is not kind of. Mazik 100% is not kind of. But once the mazik pays, so it's like he gave the thing back. He gave the truma back. Once you gave the truma back, that's for sure that the bayim can't be to them more than that. Can't have any further tefias than me. Like that already includes. The bayim can't, they got everything back. What did they be tivei? That I have the hanoah. I have. It's always a tefiah to give me back. Every tefiah, even hanoah is a tefiah. Give me back the hanoah. Give me back the cake. Give me back the truma. Give me back the hanoah of the truma that comes out of the truma. I got back the truma before you were nene from it. I got back the truma. If I got back the truma, so that includes everything. Once the truma was, I mamash got back the truma because with the parsha of mazik or gezel with that shomer puta that he returns to me, I got back the truma itself. If I have the truma itself back, totally, then I can't go be tevea other things back that are parts of the truma or go out of the truma. I got the truma itself back. So Mela, the teichav of the year didn't pay, so he's not claiming it. But the nitchav, the sheni, if it would be worth a shomer puta, that's where we started from. If the truma would be worth a shomer puta, so it says in Tosfos that you could not be tevei anymore the hanoah. Or by shemesh seyochid, once you have to pay for the cake with the shor eight, you don't have to pay for the hanoah on top of it. And the shah was, why not? Hanoah fundamentally is not measured by the shavis of the cake. Hanaz measure could be more than the Shabbos of the Kekin. In the case of Rashi, the case of the Nagamara, the Hanaz is worth more than the Shabbos of the Chepetz. So if the Hanaz could be worth more than the Shabbos of the Chepetz, it's not a Tashlumin for the Shabbos of the Chepetz. So why can't it be that you pay for the Chepetz and pay for the Hanaz on top of it? Pay for the cake and pay for the Hanaz. So the answer is, if paying for the cake would just be a Pashuv Tashlumin, so I pay for the cake, I didn't pay for the Hanaz. So what does one thing have to do with the other? Just because I paid for the cake, why does it get me off the hook from paying for the Hanaz? But what I want to bring from Avaron is that paying for the cake is more than that. Paying for the cake has this magic. Once there's a chi of tashlumin in the Torah that you have to pay for something 100%, so that means that paying for the cake is giving the cake back. So the shor gave the cake, I've given the cake that my shor ate, I've given it back to the bialim. So at that point, the bialim can't ask for the hanah back too. Yeah, maybe that itself, maybe it's not so clear. Why not? Why can't they ask for the Hanah back too? Like I see, I feel like I was like wondering, about it. Why can't they ask for the Hanah back too? You know, some of the shad is paying for the cake. Is if you get the cake back, that's Kohl getting the Hanah back. Because if Mali, hey Mali, Demeim, this $10 that I pay for the cake, that's the cake. The cake includes the Hanah of the cake, includes everything. Whatever the cake has to offer is included in the cake itself. If you get the cake back, you can't ask for the Hanah.
Isn't
Zenin as Elochaser? What? Zenin as Elochaser. Oh, so what's the difference Zenin and Elochaser? So you pay for the rental. So by the rental, how you get the house back? So if you get the house back, how you could be the Domim also? Yeah, I think Schiris must be different. Schiris, I'm paying for the usage I'm not, the Baal I'm not getting back. But by Hanah of Kilui, the Hanah of Kilui is an aspect of the Chayfetz itself. So if I get the Chayfetz back, then I can't be Tavei the Hanah Shel Kilui also. It's a good question you're asking. Anyway, Al Derech Zeh. Yeah.
Not a question in Rashi, but Tosfos with the Meiri says that in the case where the Tochit sticks it down, the Tochit is Chayf Tavei and still the Chayf is Chayf for Hanah.
That's a rotsum zegoiva, rotsum zegoiva. But I don't think that if you, I mean, what would be if you were goiva the tashlumen from the rishon? Miri may just mean that's rotsum zegoiva, but if he actually collected the tashlumen from the rishon, could he then go to the sheni and also be tevei the hana? By the way, I'm saying that. If what I'm saying is right, lachar or not? Because what if he actually went to the rishon and he got the money back? So then, lechayra mali and mali dmei. He got back the truma. How could he go then be tevei then on top of it? Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. We have to take a few more minutes. Go back to the Gemara. Papa Omer. Now, Papa Omer, can you talk about lechayra mashkin shel truma l'teich piv? So, what does our Papa want to accomplish? So Rashi says, "Mashin shel truma v'loy titchokol l'shnuya b'veis habliya." And when we came and she talked about the piv, im isala, but they must chayvim mishum zayla dalei chazil amidi. Ela knows when you mayav mechayv u'mishu v'tashlumi b'oim keechod. So the chayr Rav Papa really in Lundus is the same as the was Teres before. There, you know, is the teich put into a place where it's nimmas and it's the way Rashi learned it. It's nimmas and it's like chazil. So before the Gemara said the case was he stuck into Area B. Area B is Lamotzad Dirali Dei Etchak. So that's a case where it's Nimas. Rav Papa says a different case. Mashkin Teich Piv. Mashkin and Nimas right away. Like having Birchas Hanenen. But if you put something in your mouth, if you got to make a brocha, you take it out and you make a brocha. But if you took a drink and it's still in your mouth, you don't spit it out and make a brocha because it's Mos. So you see that Mashkin are Nimas Miyad. So Rav Papa says, I don't have to come onto a case where he's stuck into the base of Bliya. You just put mashkin right away become nimas. So first of all, when we learned, we were medayik in the Rashi before by the Beis Habliyo. So our Papa is changing the mitzias, but the lumdus lachar is the same as the teretz before. So first of all, when we learned the Rashi before by tochav lechaver Beis Habliyo by every Abi, the maskanas gemara, so Rashi had this funny lashon that he can't be machzered to the bialim because if it'll be machzered to the bialim, it'll be like chazi le bialim because it'll be nimas. And I ask, what does Rashi have to say it for? He should say that it's nimus right now. It's not that he can't be master to the Bible. Right now, it's not a shavu. Right now, it has no shavu. So, what kind of gazim could it be on something that's most legamer? Rashi had a strange lashon. Inami Yahadra, even if we mimaxered mimis of lechazi lebailim, hilkoch mikzul legozla. What's all this harichas halosh in Rashi? I wanted to say in Rashi, sent a whole shir on it. And a whole marach in Rashi, that Rashi means that really over there in area B it's not nimas. Because if it'll be nimas legamri, there'll be no chiv nene either. There'll be no chiv nene because it has no shabbos. So it must be that right now it has a shabbos. But Rashi just means that you're not a gazla because you have no way to be maxered because the process of spitting out will make it mos. Nice. In this Rashi, it says not that way. In this Rashi, at least in Rav Papa, in Rav Papa's case, or Rav Papa's clear that it's nimus right away. Nimus right away. And yet, there's a chiyuv nene. So you see that the whole yisoid is wrong. That Rashi, that even according to Rashi, something could be nimus legamri, and still know there's a chiyuv nene. So I think this really, really destroys that whole shir. It needs to be expunged. In the notes, I already expunged it. I don't know how I made this mistake in the first place, but Akapanim, it says before in this Rashi that what we said before is that it's not right. It says in this Rashi that something can be mos lagamri, mashkin toich piv is nimas lagamri right away, and yet there's a chiyuv nene. Yeah, so the emesis, so it's taka modna. So why the shini now? The shini aloshen though between this Rashi and the Rashi before is very striking. Rashi before by it's the previous Rashi. Rashi in al yedayat chak. Rashi said the Rashi's loshen was. Dinami ahadra, even if it'll be maxer to the bailim, mimaso v'leichazi lebailim, it'll be nimas, it won't be roy to the bailim, hilkach migzul legozlo, therefore he's not a gazlan. So all arichos, he can't be not a gazlan, because he can't be maxer to the bailim, because if he maxer to the bailim, it won't be roy lebailim. So since he can't be maxer to the bailim, you're not a gazlan. Very fancy lush, that's what we didn't understand, why Rashi thinks it's a fancy lush. Rashi over here says, what I wanted Rashi to say before, what I would expect the Rashi to say, he says, as kaven she teich vilu teich viv imisolo vilei moses lachuvim lachivim mishem zeil, it becomes mos, therefore he can't be a gazan, no holy chazil midi, because not right for anything, not, he can't be machzirat, and therefore it's not chazil abaylan, you're not a gazan, because how can you be a gazan in something that has no shabbos? So it's hakamadna. So what's the shini aloshim between this Rashi and the Rashi before?
Rashi says it's that most now by Ochlin in order to get rid of the problem
of Marfulin. Right, so May is saying that maybe you could say Le'olam Rashi was just bothered not by, you know, how could the Bichim Nene and, you know, all that fancy stuff, but maybe Rashi was just bothered in Metzius by Tosis's problem. The Gemara says in Chulin that Shalei B'Fanav is Chazia, that when you swallow something it's not Nimas, solid food. So mashkin, the Gemara says in case of Mevorachim, it is nimas, but food, it's a Gemara Chulin. Food when you swallow it, it's not nimas. So how can the world, why in area B is it nimas? So maybe therefore Rashi learned in the Chanami, in area B it's taken, maybe that much will salvage from what we said before in Rashi. In area B, la'olam, it's taken not mos. Even if you swallow it, it's not mos. But if you'll spit it out, it'll become mos, and therefore you can't be Mekayim Hashava Labailim, and therefore you have no Chiyuve Gzeilo. Rashi only did it not because of any internal problems in the Sugi over here, but he just needed it to, because of the Gemara and Chulin, the Metzius Rashi held is that the Eichlin don't become os. Right, maybe like that. Or maybe, I thought maybe, that's certainly possible. Or I thought maybe, Karav Lazeh, that also the same, starting the same way, that Rashi was just bothered by the Gemara and Chulin. It's a very Gemara that Shalai Bafan of his Chazir. So why over here? So what's trapped in the. So what's wrong with. How can the Gemara say that Neri B is Nimas? So Rashi's answer is that even though Shalai Bafan of it's not Roy, excuse me, even though Shaloi Befanov it's Chazio, but Hashava Lebailim is Befanov. The definition of Hashava Lebailim is you have to give it back to the Bailim. How can you be Mechayim Hashava with something that if you give it back to the Bailim it would be disgusting? The only way to give it back to the Bailim is to spit it out, not Befanov. So it's Afkon the Nineveh Heshev. So Mele, it's no Chiv Hashava on it. It's no Chiv Hashava, so Mele is not a Gazan. Mashenke me Mashenke, you don't have to say it. Poshet, it's Nimas. Kach Eikach. Kach Eikach. What about according to you? It's good enough for a papa. Why shouldn't it be good enough for the beginning of the mark? Rashi himself says that a papa's whole added value is you don't have to be nidchak that it was b'beis avliyah. Doesn't say that's all. Rashi, a papa's just being wasted something in the mitzvah. You don't have to say such a vibe to such a far fetched kimta. But otherwise, why should we say that it's like this here in the sugya? What about according to the ritzva? Taisus brought a ritzva. The ritzva learned. Did we read the ritzva inside, or do we not get to it? I think we didn't read it inside. Mm-hmm. That happened to us. Last, the end of Tosfos Leitzchicha, Tosfos put another pshat from the Ritzvah, that the pshat in area B, not that it's most, not most at all, but the pshat in area B is that since already you can't be mastered Eli Dayat Chak, it's already so close in time to the swallowing that it's called Bevasachas of the Chiyav Misa. It brings some analogy from somewhere elsewhere. So how does it roll up? How does it? No, it's takanat minimus. The Rapapa's teretz of Rapapa's teretz. Excuse me. The Gemara's teretz before that it's an area B has nothing to do with mos. An area B is not mos. It's fine. So what's the Gemara's answer? The answer is that's called bevasachas. So what about Rapapa? Rapapa not bevasachas. Rapapa not an area B. Rapapa's an area A. Mashkin an area A. So what's trapped? How does the Ritzvah going to learn Rapapa? So the Pashup Shadi is in the Chanami. The Rapapa already there, so it's going to have to learn like the Rit. That is Nimas. So the Ritzvah agrees that there's such a word of Nimas. The Ritzvah just doesn't want to learn it by solid foods, presumably because of the Gemara and Chulut, that Shalai Befan of its Chazir. So therefore, by solid foods, the Ritzvah wants make a taste of solid foods become Nimas. Solid foods granted don't become Nimas, the Gemara and Chulut. So therefore, in solid foods, he has another Mahalaf that is a Vasachas. But Rapapa in the Chanami, Rapapa Taka means that it's Nimas. Okay, by Fashtus. Just want to mention, okay. So, bottom line of our Gemara. Well, it's fine. So, what do we have in the Gemara? We had a whole arichus. Let's leave you with a kasha. We had a whole arichus in the sugya. What's the case of Zarsha Ochel Truma that has Kimli B'Rabbin, according to Rabbin Chunya Ben Akonda, according to Abai? This whole Gemara, Lahalacha, is really moot. Because we don't pass like Nebuchadne Ben Akon altogether. So therefore, Zah Shachal Tumma, it's Misha Vesh Shemaim, Misha Shemaim doesn't create Kimli the Rabbinah. So the Chor, this whole Gemara that we've been spending a week on, it's really not Negea Halachal Maisa at all. However, it was not so Pashat. Because even though the Gemara is talking about Rav Nebuchadne Ben Akon, which is not Negea Halachal, but there is a case that is Negea Halachal. What about a Zah Shachal Tumma with Hasra? And there's a chiyuv malchus. Malchus already patas from moment even lahalacha. We're always busy without asra, so it's chiyuv misa v'dei shemayim. What about zasha chal truma with asra? His shubay. So then lechayra, then our gemara is going to be negei lemaisa. Is the kimli d'ravine or not? Well, lechayra will depend. If it was agbe, just picked it up, so he's chayv to pay for the picking it up before he ever got to the chiyuv malchus. But it was tachav lechaver beisab liyoh. Then you can have a then is ma, and it's liyoh. Any ochel adur el day atchak, or is mashnul techviv. Then already it will be simultaneous the chiyav mamon with the chiyav malchus. You will have a din of kimle in the rabbi minay. So I'll read you a rambam. It's part of vavalach avav from trumas. Zash ochel truma bezodin. Zari truma bemezin. Chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Shereme umesa b'ay ki yichalu. V'loi kal achilosan. There's also malchus. V'einoi mishalim d'mei masha ochel she'einu leku mishalim. And therefore, if he doesn't have to pay the domim, if it was b'hasra, right? And there's a chiyuv malchus. Says the Rambam, I presume he means when there was asra. The ainu mishalim neish mashochel. You don't have to pay for what he ate because ainu leku mishalim malchus patas from mamon. So what's sure in the Rambam? What? Agamor is not talking with asra. Agamor is when there's only misibud shemayim. But the Rambam says when there's asra. When there is a chiyuv malchus, the malchus patas from mamon, and if it's zash ochel truma, does not have to pay. Right, but what happened to the kim to the gemara? What do you mean doesn't have to pay? He doesn't have to pay in a case where it was talchav like v'sabliyav and yochel aduri ela deyatchak. In one case out of a million, it doesn't have to pay. In a regular case of adi, has to pay because it's not b'vasachas. So how come the Rambam left out the whole kim to the gemara? The Mishnah Melech has to cash. So I couldn't put that. The Rambam has a mocker. The Rambam does have a mocker. The Rambam's mocker is from a Yerushalmi. Yisham is the beginning of Perek Zayin Halacha Hilchas Trumas, Maseches Trumas, Perek Zayin Halacha Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says that Oichel Trumah B'meis it has to pay. Frek the Yishami, why does he have to pay? And Oichel Mishalim. So Yishami answers, Shalei Hisru Bay. There was no Asra, so there's no Malkus. That's the Yishami. It's Yishami's Kasha. He has to pay because he's Midag Be'enof. He has to pay because Napa Vasachas. So Hashachel Trumah B'meis it has to pay because Napa Vasachas. Came in the last Sekanya. It's a normal case. The Mishnah told me a normal case. According to the Bible, that's the answer for the Mishnah. The Mishnah Zasha Chalchuma has to pay either Zechi of Malchus. The Pashto answer is no Chi of Malchus, not for Vasachas, except in a very far fetched case. The Mishnah not talking about a far fetched case. The Shalmi's Mashma, the Taka, the Malchus said that no. In all cases, not only in far fetched cases, the Malchus Pathas from Mammon, unless it was like history, but if this Malchus had Pathas from Mammon. So the Ram is coming from that Yushami, if the Shalmi's, but the shail is, but what do you do with the Bavli? What do you do with the sugya? And moreover, so maybe we could say, okay, machleik is Bavli Yerushalmi. Say machleik is Bavli Yerushalmi, and the Ram passing like the Yerushalmi. But the problem is that the Rav Chizda's halacha of gan of chelba shel chaveroi chayev shon is chayev shon is kvan is chayev hagain of chelba shel chaveroi beacholish shel chayev shon is chayev and David claimed shovel is a chaylev that the Ram does bring gavim alkes. That if you ate chaylev, are they mitzai in the Rambam? I don't have Perek Beis name alachadala. I don't have it, but that component the Rambam brings, Rav Chisda's halacha the Rambam brings that if you ate chaylev shel chaveroi, so that even though there's a chiyuv malchus for the chilas chaylev, but you chayev to pay for the chaylev because you chayev for the kvanis chayev b'gneiv a claim shiover the yisrael chaylev. So truma should be the same thing. It's not enough just to say the Ram passes. There are many times when the Ram passes like Yerushalmi against Bavli. So, okay, we could say maybe this Machalik is Bavli Yerushalmi for some reason, and Yerushalmi doesn't hold from Rav Chisda's Klal, and the Ram passes like Yerushalmi. But you see, it's not true. The Ram passes Rav Chisda's Klal. So the Ram passes Rav Chisda's Klal, so then you have the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is very compelling. So why is too many different? That's a very schwer Ram. Okay, tomorrow maybe we'll try to address the Rambam a little bit, and then we need to go back there.